producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys. Guys, come on, calm down. Calm down. Just a couple more days. All right, look, I understand. I know the in-laws are over. I know. Just everybody, you can do this. You could do this, okay? Listen, okay? Thanksgiving week only happens once a year. I know there's Christmas coming. You can't. You will drive yourselves up into a panic attack frenzy if you worry about the holidays and the family. Just everybody take it cool. Take a cool, bring it down a couple notches. It's okay. I know the family's over. I know. Look, I can hear it. Okay? I mean, my office is being inundated with Valium and Xanax requests. I get it. Nobody's, no Viagra. I haven't written one prescription for Viagra in the last 6 days. Is that interesting? Yeah. Wow. I know. But boy, am I getting writer's cramp with the Valium. Just everybody calm down. It's okay. Listen, you gotta make it work. Okay, this is what you need to do, okay? You got family coming over. Some of you guys have young kids. Okay, babysitter. You got baby? No. Grandma never wants to watch the baby. She just wants to hang out with us. No, put her to work. Okay, say, look, the baby really needs this time with you. And then you and wifey or you and hubby go flee. You know, for a day or two. Okay, you know, if you could do that. No alcohol. No. Do not turn to... Boy, you guys drink a lot during Thanksgiving. No. Come on. It's okay. Listen, what you have to do, this is what you guys really want to know how you handle the family and what to do about the stress and the concept and the subjects that come up and the guilt trips. This is what you do, okay? You and wife or siblings, okay, if it's usually mom or dad or aunt or uncle or whatever, okay, come up with one of those little, you know, pools. You know how you do the grid when you guys play football or when you watch football? So you're like, all right, so here we are at the next, you know, quarter. The score is 15-30 or whatever, you know. Okay, where are we at here? And then, you know, you go down the line and you find the winner. That's what you guys do. Okay, I would make a grid. 15 minutes of them walking in. 30 minutes of them walking in, okay, 1 day in, 2 days in, and if the family's all together, I mean, this really works Thanksgiving night when you have a lot of witnesses, okay? If one of you bet that 45 minutes in, your mother was going to lay into Bobby for something he did as a kid, boom, one of you win, okay? You got to do this secretly because the mom is going to completely freak out, but I mean, this is a way to make it fun. If dad is going to give you some sort of a talk on how you never come to visit and you make them feel old and, you know, you just moved away with the blonde and never came back. Okay, then that also is on the grid. And at what point he says that, boom, somebody wins money. And that's what I really think you guys should do. So throughout the evening, it actually becomes fun because you know you're going to get ticked off when mom brings up the past. I do. I can't stand it when somebody brings up the past. My brother came into town, the youngest of the brothers. All right? So he was just a baby. So he didn't get to see all the trials and tribulations and the turmoil that we did. House fire, family member trying to kill themselves, a whole variety of things that we went through as a kid. Okay? So he comes up and he's like, why don't we ever talk about the good old days? I want to learn more about growing up. I want to learn more about what went on. You know, you guys don't seem to be close. Nobody's ever, you know, talking about the past. I go, oh, no. Please don't open that up. All right, because I don't want to talk about the belts. I don't want to talk about that. No. We don't want to bring that up. And so it's a very, very stressful time, family getting together. There's a lot of resentment. There's a lot of, okay, well, one way we deal with that is you embrace certain parts of your past and you try and heal from it. So my sister has been actually very, very good with that, where she would try to make a joke of it. You know, remember how mom used to blank, blank, blank? You know, and it maybe works for a couple minutes until it starts to bring back other memories, and then we kind of get all, you know, grumpy and up in arms. And we all kind of ticked each other off at some point or another. But to avoid the stress, you got to kind of figure out how to make light and how to start to build some armor. Okay, where you want to know what? I'm not going to let it ruin my Thanksgiving. I'm not going to let, you know, it was in the past. I got it. Something bad happened in the past. We're moving on. Okay? You know, I mean, every now and then, you know, we have family that comes over, and some, I should not say every now and then, every year, when we're around this one family member, he always grabs my butt. Okay? I'm in my 40s. Stop it. No more butt, you know, and it's ridiculous. Yeah, I make a huge announcement. I'm like, quit grabbing my butt, though I don't say it like that. And, no, it just still keeps happening. I mean, it's such a stressful time. Very, very stressful time. So, what else can we do? Well, make sure you guys are going into the holidays rested, because you know you're going to say something that you regret when you're tired and you're stressed. Make sure you have your medications. If you're not taking your blood pressure medication, or you're not taking your SSRI, which you normally use for anxiety, or you're not taking your thyroid medication, or even your Viagra, I guess that you take for some reason or another, even though you're not having sex during this week, make sure you have those, okay? Make sure you have a plan. Get together with brother and sister and go, look, you got to have my back. Now, see, that never works, because what ends up happening is one of my family members will throw me under the bus, so then they don't have to get the wrath, right, during the whole, yeah, see? So, you know, hopefully you have some people that won't throw you under the bus. Then just come up with that plan, okay? A little bit later, we're going to be talking about how to deal with all the heartburn. Okay, and guy, it's easy. Guy, I was talking about, yeah. No, don't put South Park on during Thanksgiving. No, always somebody gets offended by it. You can't. I think it's cool. I love South Park. I have the whole movie. It's that uncut movie that came out in the 2000s. I have it all memorized and I know all the songs by heart. But no, can't. You know. Well, okay, I won't sing it. All right. Well, okay, I won't sing it. But when we come back, I'm going to teach you guys how to prepare a turkey Dr. Dahlia style. This was a blast from the past. You're going to like it. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common-sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
The following is an important holiday inventory announcement from IDStronghold.com.
As many of you have come to know, IDStronghold.com is the number one name in quality RFID blocking wallets that actually do as they say and prevent electronic pickpocketing of the new RFID chips found in credit cards, room keys, subway passes, and more. Last year, due to the extreme popularity of giving IDStronghold wallets and clutches as unique gifts at Christmas time, we ran out of our most popular styles and colors early. The good news is, we now have our holiday inventory ready for same-day shipping. We have added many more designs of beautiful leather wallets and clutches, all with state-of-the-art built-in electronic pickpocket shielding from the most respected name in RFID protection, IDStronghold.com. Don't wait and limit your choices of these great gifts. We are expecting another sellout season. These wallets aren't available in stores, so visit IDStronghold.com today. That's IDStronghold.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to InvasionStopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to InvasionStopper.com now. That's InvasionStopper.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in during this holiday week. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Now, I make fun of my cooking a lot, but some of you have been listening to my show for years. Remember that I really can cook. And so why don't I share with you some of that brilliant knowledge? So we're going to right now play a clip which is really relevant for this time of year, on how to prepare a turkey. Here we go. So, quickly here, one of my patients, actually, he's a new patient to me. He's been a fan of the show, comes in, and, you know, he says, Dahlia, I got to give you some advice. You need to be more like Rachel Ray. And I go, what? Rachel Ray, doesn't she have a cooking show? Yeah. All right, I've never seen Rachel Ray. I mean, I know she has a cooking show, and I know it's pretty successful, but I don't know how that's relevant to my show. I'm a doctor. I answer people's medical questions. I give people the medical news. So, you know, I looked up Rachel's Ray's ratings. That's kind of hard to say, Rachel's Ray's ratings. That's a tongue twister. And he's right. She is beating me ever so slightly in the ratings. I mean, we're talking an Olympic second. But, yes, Rachel Ray is ahead of me in the ratings. And I'm just too competitive to let this go. So I guess today on the Dr. Dahlia Show, I will cook something. Now, I don't really know what to cook. What I'll do is I can prepare a turkey. I'm not a very good cook, and my husband could vouch for that. So I'm going to get our pot here, and I will explain to everybody how to do a turkey Dr. Dahlia style. I could do this. Okay, so first get a, we got a pan, and I first need to sterilize the pan. So we're going to sterilize it here. Just kind of sterilize it because I don't want any bacteria on my turkey. Now, true, the turkey's probably laden with salmonella already, but at least I'm not adding insult to injury by putting the salmonella-infested turkey on a pan. We got that. Now lay the turkey supine into the pot, okay? Now, is everybody's turkey supining? You need to supine. Okay, the turkey supine. Now, the first thing I notice with a turkey, and it's not because I do a lot of gynecological exams, is the legs are just out there wide open, right? I mean, it's just lying out there wide open. I mean, this turkey must have been a hoochie mama also when she was younger. Now, the reason why I believe the grocery store people, I don't know what you'd call them, that give you the raw turkeys, have the turkey that way instead of the turkey coming to you with its legs crossed and a little bit more appropriate, you know, for a family house and a family environment, is because they want you to notice that there's stuff in the turkey. So you guys see that? Inside the turkey, there looks like some white bag in there, and then it looks like some of its organs. This is actually my favorite part, taking out the organs. You know, there's liver, and there's, you know, it's kind of disgusting here. You got the liver, and it looks like an esophagus, some bone, kidney. So you take all that out. I really don't know what this little bag is for. Maybe for stuffing. I can't do stuffing, people. I'm sorry. I can't do stuffing. Dr. Dahlia doesn't know how to cook, so we're going to make this easy. So what we're going to now do is instead, let's just stuff it with some gauze. It obviously is dripping blood all over the place because of its circulatory system. So we're just going to kind of open up here some gauze and stuff the turkey with some gauze. Why not? Now, what I have here is, as you notice, once you start taking out all the entrails of the turkey, the legs are starting to close up. Now it's getting shy. Yeah, too late. So it's hard to stuff the turkey. So I have here a vaginal speculum, and we will insert it. Just let's try and insert this into the turkey here, and then we could stuff the gauze. Just keep stuffing it until it's packed. Okay, great. Okay, the turkey stuffed. Now what we're going to do is, obviously, we're looking at a very raw epidermis. So what I like to do to add my turkey is I like to add a little Chardonnay. Okay, so we've got some Chardonnay here. Just kind of pour. Oh, I just spilled Chardonnay all over the place. Let me just take a sip of that. Okay, so we got some Chardonnay. The epidermis and the dermis needs to soak up the flavor. So we're going to syringe some onion soup. I like to put French onion soup on my turkeys. Can we syringe some here? Jim, are you helping me? Yeah, very good. Was that gas or a syringe? Okay. Oh, I'm sorry. Excuse me. Sorry, my fiber's kicking in. Okay, so we got some. And then here, let's pour a little bit of, what am I pouring on? What is this stuff? It's wet. Oh, it's more alcohol. I put more alcohol on there. All right. Then another thing we also want to do is we want to brown it. And I like to brown my epidermis of my turkey with some butter. I don't really have a butter brush, but I have a little Cyto brush from my Pap Smear kit. You guys see? So we're going to Cyto brush. Good. Are you Cyto brushing? So now we got some butter on the turkey. I think we're almost done. Add some seasonings. These are, what am I putting? I'm putting on sprinkles and M&Ms. Okay, so we got some seasonings there. And then thermometer. I don't really have a thermometer, so I have a rectal thermometer. So let's just stick the rectal thermometer into the, no, not into the rectum. Put the rectal thermometer just kind of in the side of the skin there. I think we're done. I think this is ready to cook. Oh, it broke. Okay, the rectal thermometer broke. That's just mercury. Put another one in. I have plenty in my house. I even carry them in my purse. You just never know. Great. Okay, it's ready. I think it's ready. We're going to cook it. What do you think, Jim? Does it look good?
I think it looks absolutely wonderful.
Thank you.
I like
you.
Watching you do it, too.
Thank you. Very yummy. What I really like is I got wine all over Heidi Harris's studio here. So we're going to have to drink that a little bit later. All right, and I guess that's how you prepare a turkey on the Dr. Dolly Show. Now, once you cook it, I don't really know how to work my oven. My oven hasn't been worked in 5 years. I've been in my house for 5 years. But I sure as hell know how to autoclave. And honestly, people, it's not that we want our food cooked. We want them sterilized because we don't want to have the bacteria. So just shove the turkey in an autoclave. Now, for every piece of surgical equipment, I think we autoclave 20 minutes. So each surgical equipment weighs a half a pound. This looks like a 10-pound turkey. So I don't know. I can't do the math. Just autoclave it for about 8 hours. When you pull it out, I have a nice scalpel here. We'll just kind of dissect it into some nice pieces. I usually like the femur part. And it's ready to eat. You see, now this is easy. This was cake. Just cake. So, hope you all enjoy. Lord have mercy, I've got wine all over the place. All right, let's get back to medical news.
All right. Alright, good. So yeah, okay, so see, simple. I'm very talented. That was the best tasting turkey, and what was really nice about that turkey is the gauze was there for you to clean up afterwards. It was actually very, very easy. The problem is we did forget, this was a few years ago, we did forget to take the rectal thermometer out of the bird, and one of us did bite down and eat into the thermometer, so there was a little bit of a problem there. But when he bled, again, we had plenty of gauze. So it was good. And I don't think PETA was upset. The grocery store wasn't upset because, you know, we really respected the turkey as well as its HIPAA rights as well. Nobody really knows who the name of the turkey is. You know, you're not supposed to talk about patients. Nobody knows who the turkey was. So, all right. So hope you guys know how to. And if you need any other sort of cooking tips, go to my website or just email me at drdahlia.com. Okay, so now you guys are probably sitting there. Whew, okay, you've eaten a lot of turkey, right? You've eaten a lot. Now you probably have reflux. Well, doctors as well as medical news outlets are trying to tell us, try not to ruin our whole entire week with heartburn. There's a number of things you could do to ease up on the heartburn that you could possibly get this holiday season. They say, remember, certain foods are going to be more likely to cause heartburn. I always say right off the bat, don't eat too much. Okay? Excuse me. Yeah, see, I'm already feeling full. When you eat too much and you load up, unfortunately, your lower esophageal reflux or your lower esophageal sphincter, your LES, may not stay tight. It may, because of the wide food load, okay, and the overworking it has to do, be a little insufficient. What's another word for an LES sphincter? Incompetent. Sometimes the sphincter could be incompetent. And so you could unfortunately have some food that comes up back from the stomach up to the esophagus. Well, first, eat small little bits. Okay, Thanksgiving dinner, I know everybody has been waiting all day long. Mom finally puts the turkey on the table. We're like, all right, now we're going to eat. All right, ease in. I would serve appetizers. And this way, when people do get to sit down and start eating turkey, then it's not, they're not over full. Okay? They say you need to avoid fatty and spicy foods. Try to avoid onions. Try to avoid garlic. Try to avoid caffeine, chocolate, citrus fruits and juices, and mints. Mints could also, unfortunately, stimulate acid and cause reflux. This is according to Dr. Juan Carlos Bucovo, director of endoscopy at Stony Brook University Hospital in New York. Overeating and eating too fast will increase the chances of heartburn if you are predisposed. Smaller portions separated over time will decrease the chances you will burn in agony. And smaller plate and eating slowly, and then alcohol. A lot of you guys are just drinking because somebody says something and it's like, oh gosh, man, I need another one. That could worsen the heartburn. And no smoking. And you guys are going to try to go outside going, sorry, I got to take my smoke break. Nicotine makes it worse. And don't lie down for 3 hours after your meal. Okay? 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY. We'll be right back.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
All right, guys. Back to work. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so many of you guys are already overwhelmed by all the Black Friday commercials and ads. You guys are like, look, I just want to get through Thanksgiving. I feel that same way, too. I usually don't shop Black Friday. I don't really want to stand there. I work. My office is open because, people are sick. I don't have time to take off a whole day of work to shop. I wish I did because I'm kind of not very popular in my family when it comes to gifts, because a lot of times I, scramble at the last minute, just send them an e-gift card. You know, that way go, you know what, shop for yourself. I don't want to stand in line. So, you know, a lot of my family members think I'm pretty lazy when it comes to gifts because I don't sit there and shop and find something specific like I should. And I think one of the reasons why I also do that is because I never know when Hanukkah is. Hanukkah changes all the time. So earlier today, I was like, okay, I got to go on Google and find out when Hanukkah is. And a few minutes ago, I found out that Hanukkah is December 6th. Are you kidding me? I haven't even started shopping. We haven't pulled out the menorah. We have this big, huge menorah, and we have this big, it's like as tall as a Christmas tree, our menorah. So what we do is we got a blue tree skirt and a silver tree skirt. The cat always pees on the tree skirts. So all my Christian friends go, you gotta put these little patty things on there. You gotta spray that no-no spray on the tree skirts. And then I put tinsel on there, and I have, you know, the blue garlands and the silver garlands. And so it's really, really pretty. Any of you guys that follow me on Facebook, you'll see it's usually pretty. We haven't even broken it out. Because again, we usually wait until after Thanksgiving. So I'm kind of in a panic because I have absolutely nothing planned for Hanukkah. Nothing. Because again, I just wanted to kind of just get through. That's what we're trying to do. So some of you guys, though, are already in gear. You're sharpening your shoes. You're stretching. You got your gym clothes on. And there are some stores that are going to be open. But there are some stores, surprisingly, that are going to be closed. After the recession hit, a lot of stores are like, look, if we want to stay alive, we need to beat our competitors. So we'll just open up on Thanksgiving Day. Rather than wait till Friday, we'll be open up on Thanksgiving Day so we get the business. And it worked for a lot of people. A lot of people eat early Thanksgiving dinner, and the family's in town, and they're like, well, why don't we go shopping? And so it worked for a lot of people. It doesn't really work for the people that are forced to work on Thanksgiving Day, but it works for a lot of people who want to spend money. Costco, according to TechTimes.com, will not be open Thanksgiving Day. But it will hold its Black Friday sale the next day, normal business hours, $50 off Sony and Microsoft's latest games and consoles, $200 off a 15.6-inch Dell Inspiron 5000 series laptop, originally priced at $899.99. I told you guys years ago, I thought the prices went up. And in fact, I caught it. I was at a store. Many of you guys know which one. I wanted to get my son a Spider-Man bike when he was little. And I was there on Wednesday. And the store, the person that was assisting me didn't want to bring the bike down that was up on the high rack. I go, no, I don't want to bring it down. It's going to be cheaper on Friday. Come back on Friday when we open. Come at 6 a.m. and it'll be cheaper. So I did that. I came back at 6 a.m. on Friday. The bike was gone. Maybe he bought it. And all the bikes were $20 higher in price. I was livid. And so for years, I'm like, tell with this, I am going to buy before Black Friday. But then after the recession, and because of all the cyber shopping, I think that kind of put an end to a lot of prices going up like that. Because now, if somebody wants to, you know, jack up their price $20, if somebody else online isn't doing the same, they're going to get the sales. So you can very easily, when you shop and compare, you can see who's $20 more and who's not, and then you can go to the other company. So at least that's, we can protect ourselves now a little better. Walmart, store hours on Thanksgiving Day start at 6. They're going to open up at 6 on Walmart, at Walmart. And then the company's online event starts at 12:01 a.m. on Thanksgiving Day. Black Friday offers, TV sales, Fitbit Flex, activity tracker, that kind of stuff. Target will open up at 6 p.m. also on Thanksgiving Day, then emerges into Black Friday, $100 gift cards for purchase of Apple Watches. Sam's Club closed on Thanksgiving Day, just like Costco. We'll start its online sale at 1 a.m. on Thursday, and then Black Friday at 7 a.m. the next day. So you can still buy online. Best Buy will open at 5 p.m. Stay open till 1 a.m., and then there will be a Black Friday sale that's going to be online. Of course, obviously, Best Buy is open online. Amazon retailer starts midnight November 20th. Oh, they already started it. Super deals, I guess. eBay has specials from 4 p.m. to 10 p.m., and then GameStop closed Thanksgiving Day, open early up at 5 a.m.
on Friday for its Black Friday event. Good luck, guys. Just don't get hurt. I hate hearing how somebody got trampled or somebody got killed, like what happened at Walmart. What was it? A security guard at Walmart gets trampled. Are you guys kidding me? And I understand they have the, what do they call them? Door stoppers or, in front of the store? I don't know what they call, where you get some super special, deals. But be careful. There's a lot of scams out there, and we're going to be talking about a lot of scams. Some of these gift cards, the number may already be scratched off. Some of these gift cards may not have any balance to them. So if you do buy gift cards, check the balance. When I buy gift cards, I really like to do the online Amazon gift cards, because I've never had a problem with them yet. And then you have, all the emails that you could use as proof that, look, I never used the gift card. I bought the gift card and went directly to the recipient, so you don't have to worry about something there being in the store. Do not buy more than you could carry. According to National Capital Region for Black Friday shopping safety tips, plan ahead with a friend so you make sure you have enough help to take your packages to the car. Some of you guys are going to get mugged in the parking lot. So here you are carrying all these packages, and they could tell if you are going to choose packages over your life. And they're going to come up, and they're going to grab one or two of your bags. And you're going to be like, well, do I drop everything and run after him? Or do I just make it to the car with the rest of my loot? You see? So be careful. Save all your receipts. Print and save all confirmations from your online purchases. Make sure you have a file folder. Don't flash your cash, okay? If you have other options to pay or whatever, do so. But don't be sitting there in the parking lot going, okay, I got $1, $2, $3, $4, $5, $5, $5. I got $5 I can spend. All right? Don't be doing that because then, it could look like more. Wait until asked by a cashier before taking out your credit card. Apparently, many thieves love to shoulder surf to get your account information. See, I stand there in the Target line holding my credit card for about 10 minutes. All right, well, then somebody can take a picture of it. Somebody could look like they're taking a picture of Dr. Dahlia. Meanwhile, they're zooming in on the credit card. When you walk to and from your car, they suggest to make sure you're aware of your surroundings. You got to keep your purse close to your body, or maybe do one of those, I like those hip hugger things. What are those called? They really look geeky, where you, clip them onto your waist. They're really common. I don't know, but, those waist fanny packs, those kinds of things. I like those. Make sure your keys are in hand, so you don't have to sit there because you don't want somebody, banging you on the head and grabbing your purse and your goodies. Tell a security guard or store employee if you see an unattended bag or package, especially if you're on mass transit. We're going to be talking about how with the holiday season, things have been really, really upped in terms of security. And so if you see something suspicious, please alert somebody. You could be saving hundreds and hundreds of lives. And please don't leave a package yourself, okay? The last thing we need is to start a scare. Okay, pick all your stuff up. Then when you are in your car, don't leave packages visible in your car because people break a window and that happens. With your kids, don't lose your kid. Many of your kids want to run and race. Make sure you have a plan if they're old enough to meet at a central time. Make sure you know what your kid is wearing before you go shopping. So if, God forbid, you do lose your kid, you know how to hopefully describe him to the security guard. I never know what clothes my kid is wearing, because it keeps changing in the car, that kind of thing. All right, 1-877-DOCTOR-DALLY, don't go away.
Concerned about harmful contaminants in your water? Look to ProPure, the most trusted name in gravity water filtration systems. ProPure, with the silver-infused Pro-1 G2.0 filter, removes over 200 contaminants, including VOCs, heavy metals, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, fluorides, and radiologicals. We don't just say it, we back it up. The Pro-1 G2.0 filter is NSF 42 certified and independently tested to meet NSF 53 and P231 standards. Pro Pure Water, the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. Purchase with confidence in quality, performance, and customer service. Take advantage of our biggest holiday 25% off sale going on now. Visit your authorized Pro Pure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533. 800-544-3533.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
I want to be able to smoke inside, cut down on cigarettes, jog without wheezing, be kissable, and save money.
Then you want LeSig e-cigarettes. Get the highest quality, best tasting vaping experience on the market with unmatched customer service from LeSig. And right now, gobble up this deal. Buy $30 worth of any products and get a starter kit for only $5. Use code SK at checkout. But hurry, offer good only until Thanksgiving at LeSig.com. LeSig.com. Kick some ash with LeSig.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Does being over 40 make you feel like half the man you used to be? You feel more tired, out of shape, not in the mood like you used to be? Thanks to an exclusive formula, you can help boost testosterone levels safely and naturally. Introducing Ageless Male, a life-changing supplement for men tested to help increase testosterone levels.
You'll notice a boost in your energy levels, workouts work, sex life improves. It's like a light switch goes on.
Try Ageless Male risk-free if you would like to experience what taking Ageless Male can feel like. Support for healthy, normal testosterone levels, healthy energy, and increased performance, and more romance when you want it.
Call 1-800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly is show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALLY on this beautiful Thanksgiving week. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Even though most of the country is on vacation, I'm always working. And so if you do have any medical questions or any concerns, true, call, you know, your regular doctor or call 911. But anything that you don't need medical treatment for, just my advice, you could still email me. We will still be answering our emails like we do because we understand that you guys may have some concerns, be scared, and we could help give you some advice. Go to drdahlia.com, drdahlia.com. Oh, I didn't know I could do that. I could really talk, you know, write to Dr. Dahlia? Yeah. Come on, people, really? Got a clue. Come on. I've been doing this for years. All right, maybe, yeah, I mean, I've been pretty busy. Maybe I need to be careful because now I'm going to be super busy, but that's okay. All right, so Costco is in the news. Unfortunately, not for a good reason. There's a multi-state E. coli outbreak linked to Costco's chicken salad. I love chicken salad, and if I do go to Costco or Sam's Club, a lot of times I will buy the chicken salad. Federal and state health agencies are investigating a multi-state E. coli outbreak that has been linked to chicken salad sold at Costco. The incidents have been reported in California, Colorado, Missouri. It's not Missouri, it's like Missouri, I'm told. Montana, Utah, Virginia, and Washington. The number of people sickened by the tainted chicken salad, they say, is small. But health officials are concerned since Costco products are usually sold in very large containers and are sometimes purchased to serve at events with many people. So some of you guys that have been buying the chicken salad because, you know what, we'll just serve that at Thanksgiving. Be careful, please. So far, the CDC and FDA and the Food Safety and Inspection Service, FSIS, are taking the lead at the federal level. The E. coli strain has been identified as Shiga toxin-producing E. coli, 0157H7. This is a bad one. This is the one that could cause renal failure. And it's the same strain that they found was linked at some of the Chipotle Mexican Grill restaurants. They say right now that the CDC said five people have become ill and hospitalized to have developed the hemolytic uremic syndrome, which is a type of kidney failure. Health officials say evidence available at this time suggests that rotisserie chicken salad made and sold in Costco wholesale stores in several states is the likely source of the outbreak. 14 of 16 people purchased or ate rotisserie chicken salad from Costco in the week before the illness started. The CDC said, so far the investigation has not identified what specific ingredient in the chicken salad is linked to the illness. Doesn't that blow your mind that they could figure out? You got a bunch of people sick, you know, in a city or multiple cities, okay, and then, you know, okay, where'd you go? Well, okay, you know, I stopped by this fast food restaurant, and then I went to my mother's, and then I went to this. It's amazing how quickly they're able to find. And then once they guess, then they go to another sick person and they go, did you ever shop at, you know, Costco? Yeah. Did you ever buy the chicken salad? Yeah. And that's how they could very speedily along, you know, pinpoint it. I just hope, you know, it's never a case where somebody lies in the beginning and then, you know, or like it's a very common place that everybody goes to. And then, I actually walked outside. You walked outside, you know, that kind of thing. Costco reports that it has removed all remaining rotisserie chicken salad from all stores in the U.S. and stopped further production of the product until further notice. They say if you purchase this rotisserie chicken salad from any... I know, I'm hungry now. That sounds good, rotisserie. Do they really put the chicken on the rotisserie? Really? Really? All right. If you have purchased it from any Costco store in the United States on or before November 20th, they said you should not eat it and throw it away, according to ConsumerAffairs.com. Even if some of the rotisserie chicken salad has been eaten and nobody's gotten sick, they say throw the rest of the product away. I would really not hold chicken salad longer than a couple days as it is. I think it just starts to, you know, taste funny. I would just, you know, any chicken salad, throw out. France is reporting an outbreak of H5N1 bird flu. Okay? And France's agriculture ministry on Wednesday said an outbreak of highly pathogenic H5N1 bird flu has been found in the southwest part of the country. This avian influenza has been confirmed. The bird flu outbreak among chickens was the first one in France since 2006. Agricultural Minister Stephanie Le Foll immediately asked his services to activate... Stéphane. asks his services to activate a national intervention emergency plan following European and international rules. Didn't we lose a bunch of chickens with the avian flu? We don't think it could infect humans yet, but obviously we're watching it. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I've been following this story. This is very interesting. You have a little baby infant who is battling brain cancer. This baby was famously kissed by the Pope, Pope Francis, during his visit to the U.S. I think that was like about a month or two ago. Gianna Masiantonio had been diagnosed with a rare form of brain tumor called systemic juvenile xanthogranuloma months after being born. Doctors spotted the tumor. It's inoperable. It's on a brainstem. I told the parents that the little baby girl may not likely survive more than a few weeks. They brought her to the, I'll go through her story real quick. Gianna had been in hospice care, shortly after she was born. Then the infant developed cysts. An 11-hour operation had to occur to drain the cysts, okay, which is kind of something that then led them to diagnose this. The tumor itself is benign, but because of its location, it could, as it grows, prevent her to breathe or her heart to beat. Since the surgery, she's been on multiple chemotherapy treatments to try to shrink the tumor. The parents are devout Catholic. So, they brought the baby. Baby was able to be kissed by the Pope during a parade in Philadelphia. Wow, that was lucky, all right? And I guess, and they said, you know, because of this whole ordeal, it did help to cement the faith, according to the parents, being able to see the Pope, etc. And the tumor shrunk after the visit with the Pope, all right? He wanted to wait until he went to the hospital and have the hospital confirm, obviously, and he didn't want to make a big announcement. And the wife said the last courses of treatment occurred just before she got to meet Pope Francis. She said they were nervous about bringing her to the crowd, but decided to do it the last minute. Pope Francis kissing her was my miracle, was the way of God telling me he was with us. Oh, this is so cool. So cool. She is going to undergo chemotherapy, and the tumor still remains inoperable, but hasn't grown and shrunk. All right, so we'll see where this goes. But, man, I would say bring her back to the Pope every week, please. Wow. That is such a cool story. I love that. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Prenatal exposure to marijuana. Bad, huh? Bad, right? Right? There's one study saying something good. Children exposed to marijuana in the womb may show a significant improvement in their visual tracking by the time they hit age 4, according to new vision research. That doesn't mean we want you to smoke pot, and we doesn't mean that it's not going to do anything for the rest of fetal development, but they were really surprised by that finding, according to Ben Thompson, professor of Waterloo's School of Optometry and Vision Science in the Faculty of Science. Says it shows that marijuana and alcohol can have quite an impact on the fundamental aspect of the visual processing happening in our brains. But despite the apparently beneficial impact on marijuana with the brain's visual system, other research shows its use can actually impair the brain development of unborn children. But they found that interesting. They tested higher-level visual processing in a group of 4-year-old children who were exposed to marijuana, alcohol, methamphetamines, nicotine, all right, in the womb. Then they compared the babies to who had not been exposed. Drug exposure was confirmed objectively by analyzing each baby's meconium. That's the stool that the baby poops out while giving birth. Moms may have a positive drug test, but how do you know the baby was exposed? They looked at the poop. See? And so really smart the way these scientists do this stuff. And so I know everybody's going to be like, oh, yay, you know, my kid may not have to wear glasses. It has nothing to do with that. We're talking about visual tracking, like tracking of objects. Come on, people. All right, guys, don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.